You touched on prayer and the questions come in here. A question I've always wanted to ask Don Carson. It's a reference in his book on the prayers of Paul to how one summer he was a student. You were a student, I think, with a pastor who asked you to meet with him every week to teach him, for to teach one another to pray, to learn to pray. You met for 3 months, and you say it was the most formative period in your life. This questioner's wondering how the pastor went about those meetings with you, how you managed to sustain those lengthy times of prayer, and for the person in Christian work, sort of they go on to talk about the battle for prayer. You said we don't fall into prayerfulness a little earlier in our time. Could you speak to that question?
Yeah, I described briefly in the book what this chap did. His name was Ken Hall. And so I don't have much more to add than
Is that the Call to Spiritual Reformation?
The Call to Spiritual Reformation. The book has been re-released, just called Praying with Paul. And if the Lord gives me enough birthdays, I'd like to write a book called Praying with Moses. And praying with two or three others, praying with Isaiah. Because there are blocks of prayers in Scripture, but that's another. You ask how I come to choose topics. That came to me some years ago, and I just haven't got around to doing it. But we used to meet on Monday nights, and I described a typical Monday night where we prayed back and forth briefly, meditating on the titles of Christ or the names of Christ or a passage glorifying Christ or something like this. And then we discussed openly what we were going to pray for, so we would make our lists of intercessory prayer. And the thing that was transforming for me was how he taught me to think through Scripture in terms of using Scripture to address that particular request. What could we claim? What could we beg for? Pray the Lord of the harvest that he will thrust forth laborers into his harvest field. You do that regularly, not because there might be a particular shortage in your mission board or something like that. Fair enough, but you should be doing it in any case because the fields are white. But to think through how you use Scripture and shape your prayer requests according to Scripture, that was part of those discussions. And then once we decided those things, we took notes on all of them. Then we prayed them back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. And so sometimes those prayer meetings lasted an hour and a half or 2 hours, and sometimes they went half the night. But that was the pattern of it. And there have been one or two of my more interested students that I've taken aside over the years. Chap who became quite a significant missionary to Ethiopia. But then also, of course, in my own seminary teaching years, another faculty member and I have what some schools call a chaplaincy group. We call it a spiritual formation group, where we met once a week for an hour and 20 minutes. And that was a combination of things, but one of the things was praying. And we tried a variety of experiences there to try to foster more prayer and better prayer and so on. So, the important thing about the apostles asking, Lord, teach us to pray. The important thing about that, it seems to me, is precisely the assumption that at least in some measure prayer can be taught.